This is a podcast from WOR.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind. And presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
This is the night he takes me through a tour at a Kosciuszko Street sewer.
It's Sunday night, and this is the place to be. You're listening to the Taxi Dave Show on WOR 710. And I am Taxi Dave. Another weekend in July. We've had some rain. But, you know, this is a time where, you know, there are street fairs. There's concerts. There's street festivals. You know, they close a lot of the streets and avenues in New York City and all over in every state and every city and every town and every village. And, you know, I ran into some nice people recently. I ran into Dana and Dan from Rhinebeck and Jim and Eileen from Marlboro, New York. I mean, there's a lot of nice people out there. And either you drive, or a lot of people take public transportation. Now, if you drive, you know, there was something a year ago called Bridgegate, for example. And here we are, you know, sometime after that September morning, and I was there at 6 in the morning getting on the Washington Bridge and was surprised at the traffic at 6 in the morning, which is unusual, but I remember it. And now you should know that David Sampson, the former Port Authority of New York and New Jersey head, in fact, David Sampson was actually, he was the chairman of the Port Authority. And he was a mentor to Chris Christie, who actually appointed him to the Port Authority. All right, well, how do I put this? I'll just say it, you know, as it is. He's going to plead guilty to a felony next week and this coming week, and he's not going to cooperate with authorities. He's not going to talk about other people involved. He's taking the hit for his team, I think. That's the way it sounds. It's just my opinion. Okay? So, you know, a former prosecutor with intimate knowledge of the players and what's become known as the Bridgegate affair, all right, he'll be indicted and plead guilty to a one-count felony, and he won't be cooperating with the government. Unbelievable. Now, you know, you should know a couple of little things also involving him, like United Airlines at Newark Airport. They ran a nonstop little route between Newark and Columbia Metropolitan Airport in South Carolina, which is about 50 miles from where this guy Sampson's vacation home was. Okay? And a couple of days after Sampson resigned from the Port Authority, a couple of years ago, United coincidentally canceled that route, which people say was often empty and lost a lot of money. You know, connect the dots, folks. It's very simple to see what's going on here. It really is. But if you're on a train, you know, there's a lot of safety precautions now. There's video surveillance. And, you know, I guess you want to see if, you know, videos, we talked about videos, possibly cameras on dashboards and cars, you know, and Senator Stavisky wanted to mandate the reduction in your insurance premium if you had that. So, you know, videos on trains, videos on buses, it can hurt. But I'll tell you this, if I'm with a business associate on a train, if I'm with a loved one on a train, if you're with your spouse on a train or a bus, do you want people listening to what you're saying? Do you want people listening to what you're saying? All right? Well, very quietly, some time ago, New Jersey Transit, you know, I don't know, Big Brother is watching, remember that book? Okay, they actually had audio surveillance. They put up signs. It said, notice, video and audio systems in use. and they were listening to people's conversations. Well, there was somebody who was very upset on behalf of passengers and took some action, and there, you know, it's, things have changed recently, okay, because how can you listen to people's conversations? I mean, this is America. With us now is Len Resto, and he's the president of the New Jersey Association of Railroad Passengers. Good evening, Len. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm okay. And I don't mind speaking because anyone could be listening to this. I'm on the radio. But if I'm having a private conversation with you about how my underwear hurts, I mean, whose business is that?
It is nobody's business.
If I'm having a private conversation about an illness of a loved one, whose business is that? If I'm having a private conversation about personal finance, the loss of a job, the loss of a spouse, whose business is that?
Absolutely nobody's business. And this was an issue where Big Brother really overstepped their bounds. As you were saying, you know, at the intro to this, you know, people come to expect that video surveillance is pretty much the norm after 9/11. And you almost expect it everywhere. And I think, you know, the video surveillance obviously has turned out to be good in many, many cases. You take, you know, these unfortunate shootings that have happened over the last several days, you know, with the fellow in Minneapolis, outside of Minneapolis, shot for a broken taillight. You know, thank God that there was video there that you could record what happened. But, you know, everybody kind of expects video. But audio surveillance just is crossing the line and intruding on the privacy that you would expect. You know, you should have the same privacy right that you would have if you were driving in your own car. And that's not being, you know, eavesdropped upon. And it was interesting that they introduced it on light rail cars because, you know, why would they pick light rail? Well, light rail runs from Camden on the River Line to Trenton. So are they profiling? You know, who knows? And would people actually be talking about conducting any kind of terrorism attack on a rail car? I mean, really, you know, and it just defies any explanation as to why they would do it. Now, you know, New Jersey Transit claimed they had gotten a grant for this. They used the money, but, you know, I could think of 100 different ways that you could use the money. And
now, on,
so they were doing this on light rail cars, but why not on rail cars?
Now, why light not rail, theaters? In 2015, the number one crime on light rail, okay, was theft. There were 130 crimes reported of theft. I mean, if they had audio, is somebody going to say, excuse me, but I'm going to pickpocket you right now? I mean, you don't need audio. You just need the video. Now, and originally, also, before they installed the surveillance, both video and audio, but they said, New Jersey Transit officials said, we need audio surveillance to fight crime. Does that make sense?
Which made no sense. You know, I mean, if the issue was going to be that they were going to listen to someone to commit a crime, like you just said, no one is going to telegraph that they're going to commit a crime and attach a certain time to it. The only way that perhaps somebody might be able to get help is if they had an audio system that was sensitive to volume, where if somebody screamed for help, then, you know, it might trigger the driver of the light rail car, because remember, they're shielded from the public in their own compartment. maybe, and that is a stretch of the imagination, but it just isn't, it's not going to deter crime.
You know, I've heard, when you call businesses, I mean, almost every automated phone call now, you hear, this call may be monitored for accuracy, or this call may be monitored for better customer service. What it really should say is all calls are being monitored. That's what it
Correct.
Really should say, because all calls are being monitored. Now,
and for many of these groups, what it should say is no call is being monitored, because I think they're not going through the expense.
You may be right.
You know,
there's a federal law. One party has to give consent if you're, you know, taping somebody.
Mm-hmm.
There are various state laws, and New Jersey Transit, wants to be their own fiefdom. I mean, is there a light rail
and then as you dug into it, Dave, it was, they had a person or a couple of people who were to listen to this. They were going to keep these recordings for 30 days, and then they would dispose of them in a proper way, which they didn't describe.
Where did they store them? For those 30
days. I would assume that it was in their headquarters in Newark, although they never said.
And who had access?
Who had
access to these tapes?
Civilians, or perhaps the New Jersey Transit Police. They never said. And I was thinking, suppose you're in a divorce situation. All of those conversations are subpoenable. Somebody could say, I want those conversations. I want to hear what my husband was saying on the light rail. Could you imagine the absolute idiocy of having to listen to all of that to see if you can catch somebody? It made no sense.
It would have really upset your girlfriend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, the poor person whose job it was at NJ Transit to listen to these things, the only thing she would learn on a Friday afternoon is that everybody has pizza for dinner on Friday night.
You hear that, folks? The number one thing that New Jersey Transit learned with audio surveillance, for safety, is most Americans order pizza on Friday nights. Yay for New Jersey Transit. All right. Well, they're having free pizza on Friday nights now on trains.
Now we know. Oh, boy. But, this was crazy. And I was actually on a call-in show not too long ago where a woman had called in, and she said she was all for it because of safety, and that there were students from Drew University who she knew were able to eavesdrop on calls using their smartphones. And I said, well, that doesn't make it right. What they're doing, if they're doing it, was illegal.
I'd be a little rude, Lynn. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, finish.
No, I was just going to say, what price are we going to pay to be safe? Are we going to let the government just totally take over our lives? There is nothing that guarantees 100% safety, and you got to get over that. That's it. All right, there isn't.
We're speaking with Len Resto, who's the president of the New Jersey Association of Railroad Passengers. Can you tell me what is the New Jersey Association of Railroad Passengers?
Absolutely. We are a group of advocates who push for more rail options or more transit options in New Jersey and the region. And we've been around since 1980. I got discovered by them in 1985 when I was pushing hard to get the Hudson Bergen Light Rail to come into Bayonne, New Jersey, where I lived at the time, because at the time New Jersey Transit wasn't going to come into Bayonne because they said there wouldn't be enough ridership. And today the bulk of the ridership comes out of Bayonne. Go figure.
Go figure. You know what you're talking about, Len. Let me just change gears for a second. Superstorm Sandy. Sandy, okay? The Hudson River Rail Systems. Now, the Department of Transportation, New Jersey Transit and the Port Authority, they're going to receive another $403 million for the rail systems that were damaged in 2012. Now, so far, those agencies have received more than $1 billion for repair. Okay? Mm-hmm. And just to be fair, it also awarded $432 million to the MTA, and the Federal Transit Administration has allocated more than $10 billion in Sandy relief funds. But the Port Authority said they're using $300 million to address the saltwater damage to the path rail system tunnels.
Right.
Don't you think they should have done that already with the money they got?
You would think, you know, you would think, and, you know, there, again, the insurance carriers had to be scratching their head, wondering, you know, why equipment was stored where it was. You know, New Jersey Transit Management at the time claimed that this had never happened in Hoboken before, which was not true. It was not accurate. I worked in New York City in the early 90s, and back in 1992, there was a major nor'easter.
I remember
that flooded Hoboken.
That nor'easter also covered most of the West Side Highway.
Yeah, and I remember that because a close friend of mine had had his car stolen, and he finally got his new car the day before the nor'easter, parked it where the
Hyatt
Hotel is in Jersey City, and that used to be a parking lot. They had a pier where you could park cars, and that pier got flooded and gave way, so his car was at the bottom of the Hudson River. He had it for one day.
Oh, and they do call him Lucky, okay.
Yeah, that's his name. It's Lucky, actually. we do call him, that's his nickname, Lucky.
So,
but, you know, it just boggles the mind how, you know, they think people have amnesia.
So now in August, path service from Journal Square to Manhattan, 33rd Street, is going to be suspended on weekends right through December, from August through December. Isn't that nice? Congratulations. They're finally taking care of the salt water damage.
Mm-hmm.
If there was that much salt water damage, number one, it should have been corrected immediately. And, I don't even want to get into it. It's
just, and there's no,
you know, when you talk about hundreds of millions of dollars, I have no idea where it goes or how it works.
Absolutely. And if they have to do that, which I'm sure they have to, and I'm glad they're doing it, but run your train to Grove Street where you can turn it around, provide a shuttle service to the ferry, and have a ferry get you across so people can get to downtown New York.
Let me ask your opinion on something going on in the New York City subway. There was a press conference this week by Councilman Daniel Drum and some community health groups. And what they want to do is they want to ban alcohol ads in the transit system. And they pointed out that in one case, there was a poster showing the new children's movie Minions, and right next to it, an ad for a vodka, certain vodka companies, right next to it. And, you know, and then he said that the booze makers are targeting communities of color with these ads. Is there any such advertising that you're aware of in New Jersey Transit, and how do you feel about that?
Yeah, in New Jersey Transit on trains, you do not see the advertising at all. You know, there's no ads that you have such as on buses. There's some advertising on light rail cars, but not as much as you would think. So not as much a problem in New Jersey as it is in New York, where, you know, you go on a subway car and it's just either it's plastered in different ads or it's one company that has bought an ad that covers the whole car. But it's not as big an issue here.
Do you still take New Jersey Light Rail or New Jersey Transit anywhere?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep,
good.
I took it actually yesterday. I went out to Belmont Park, and so I took New Jersey Transit to Penn Station, and then I took the Long Island Railroad out to Belmont Park, and, you know, great way to travel. Sure beats paying high tolls and expensive parking.
Penn Station, you know, that leads me to something else. Actually, New Jersey Transit, let's see, I'm just trying to get this right, because I used to take the train, New Jersey Transit, uh-huh. into Penn Station, and it really would have been better for me to go into Grand Central. So they wanted their trains to go to Grand Central, but the MTA said, no, we're going to have the Long Island Railroad. Let's see, Long Island Railroad go into Grand Central Station and alleviate New Jersey Transit. But there was some good news I read, that money is going to be put forth for new tunnels into Penn Station. Can you tell all our listeners why trains almost every day are delayed coming and going in and out of Penn Station?
Yeah, well, you know, you've got New Jersey Transit and Amtrak running on a system that literally was built at the turn of the last century. And so you have antiquated equipment and antiquated system where, you know, they have done a number of things, but there is, it's old equipment and it's old roadbed. There is a bridge before you get to Sea Caucus called the Portal Bridge. It's over the Hackensack.
Yeah.
That bridge is over 100 years old. It's actually just part of the mainstay of that bridge is made out of wood.
Len, how many tracks go underwater from New Jersey to Penn Station?
One track heading into two tracks. So, you know, you need a double capacity by building those additional tunnels, but you also have the double capacity on that portal bridge, because otherwise the portal bridge will become a bottleneck. So you need to do both.
And I always see a car. When I used to take the New Jersey Transit into Sea Caucus, mm-hmm. as they say, there would always be a car there. And, you know, do you ever notice those bridges that move up and down? And somewhere at the top, you know, somebody has to climb up to the top, and that's where they raise and lower the bridge when a large ship or boat comes by. Even though it's mostly made out of wood. And it's still... There's electric motors, and it still goes up and down. And I can remember more than once it getting stuck. I think that's the bridge.
Yeah, we actually won a battle with the DEP, the EPA, rather. They were going to do a cleanup of the lower Passaic River, so down in the Newark area, to clean the river of dioxin, which we were absolutely totally for. But the way they wanted to do it was to dredge so deeply that they needed these large cranes to do it, and it was going to force the bridges that went over that river to be open and closed up to 25 times a day.
Okay.
But you could imagine the delay that was going to introduce into train travel into New York.
It's okay. I used to take the Port Jervis line. I'm used to delays. Every day, every train.
Well,
and then
there you
say, hey, 96% of our trains are on time. And then you look at the small print, you know, and it's something like, within 90 minutes of scheduled departure, you know.
Yes, the padding.
Really ridiculous.
The padding, yes. We used to say that there was more padding in the schedule than a Jane Russell bra.
Very good. Okay. Len Resto, president of the New Jersey Association of Railroad Passengers, we're just announcing that the audio portion of the surveillance has now ended on light rail.
You're thrilled with
it. It's eliminated. It has been eliminated.
Another victory for us.
Okay, thanks for coming on the Taxi Dave Show.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's been enjoyable.
Me
Thank
too.
You.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have a lot of stuff to talk about here. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihail@aol.com. You know, last week I mentioned 35,200 deaths in U.S. traffic accidents. What I didn't tell you was that's a 7.7% increase, okay, over the previous year. And the United States National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, you know, submitted their report to Congress, and in their report it says the increase in traffic deaths was so high since 1966 because of lower gas prices, improved economy. Okay? Are you kidding me? What about distracted driving? Did anybody hear about distracted driving? If people are deceased, you can't ask them about it. But I am seeing so many people on the highways, and I'm not kidding. The other day, I mean, I saw a lady on the highway in the right lane, both hands on the steering wheel, but the backs of her hands on the front of the steering wheel, with her smartphone. Her smartphone. Okay? Unbelievable. Texting and doing whatever while she was driving. Now, that report also said that deaths among bicyclists rose 13%. Deaths among pedestrians went up 10%. Deaths among motorcyclists went up 9%. And fatal crashes involving young drivers were up 10%. All right? The NHTSA also said technology could dramatically decrease traffic deaths, in part because 94% of all road deaths are attributed to driver error. All right, and let's not forget that Tesla Motors is being investigated over the fatal crash of a driver in Florida who had the autopilot on and hit a tractor-trailer truck who turned in front of him, and supposedly the vehicle sensors didn't pick up the white truck because the sun was there behind the truck. So let's not forget about human behavior. You know, human behavior is a direct cause of traffic deaths in this country. And on that note, Hereford Insurance Company always puts out a number of updates, safety updates, and they want to eliminate aggressive driving. Don't tailgate. Don't make frequent or unnecessary lane changes. Don't turn without signaling, or don't change your lane without signaling. And if you have to, yield the right of way. It's okay. You can yield to another car. Okay? Most collisions are preventable. And aggressive driving is a factor in 56% of fatal motor vehicle accidents. So there you go. And you also don't want to get somebody upset with some road rage. So that's a message from Hereford Insurance Company. Have an email. Hi, Taxi Dave. Although we've complained to Verifone. Verifone is one of those credit card companies you see in the backs of yellow taxi cabs. And they add up, you know, they're connected to the meters. So although we've complained to Verifone many times in the past about tolls being incorrect on the GPS system, they still have not done anything about it. The other day, I took a passenger to Newark Airport via the Lincoln Tunnel, and the GPS indicated a $10.50 toll on my monitor. So that's what I charged the passenger. When I came home, I checked my Easy Pass bill, and I was charged $12.50. So I lost $2 on the fare due to Verifone negligence. Where's the TLC? Why don't they tell Verifone to correct it or perhaps give them a hefty fine? Frustrated driver, Michael. So there you go. This is a live show. Our email address is taxihale@aol.com. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. And let's just see. Right now, let's take a call from JFK Mike. You're on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, Dave. First of all, anytime I think I got problems driving a cab, I can just put on the news, especially after this last week, and then I don't feel so bad. What a week.
Yeah, it was not go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was looking at the demonstrations, looking at all the drama going on in the world. Got to give a shout-out to the police departments near and far, especially the Dallas PD with that horror story because of that nut. But on a much lighter note, I'm at JFK. It's a 45-minute wait. The lot is full. And if you want to get there is still some lamb stew left, and the Taxi Insider newspaper is here. So that's the big news from our side of the tracks.
Okay, Mike, well, thank you for that JFK update. Thanks for calling into the Taxi Dave Show. When we come back, I'll take some of your phone calls at 800-321-0710. And don't forget, you could email me at taxihale@AOL.com. We already had on Len Resto, the president of the New Jersey Association of Railroad Passengers, who had told us that the audio surveillance has been eliminated on New Jersey trains, finally. So you can start talking about your weekend plans again that you don't want anyone to know about. Okay, very important. And I hope you enjoy that pizza on Fridays if you were listening. So when we come back, we will take more of your calls, and we have a lot more to talk about. Like I said, how about this? 5 days and 168,000 tickets given out by NYPD. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Giffen Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. FHV drivers, you can drive a yellow cab if you join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. All Taxi is a leader in taxi leasing run by third-generation taxi experts. And for no money down, you can own a new 2016 hybrid or a great used vehicle. Whether you want to drive full-time, a day shift, or night shift, work with the folks who have a great reputation. All Taxi Management, 718-361-0055. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Hey, taxi!
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
One more. Take a holiday. Show me a bill that they can make me pay. Tell me a story. And maybe I'll believe it.
Taxi Dave Show is back. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. From June 20th to June 24th, police in all 77 New York City precincts issued 1,757 tickets to drivers for blocking bike lanes, 810 summonses to motorists who fail to yield to bicyclists and to fail to yield to pedestrians, 142,456 parking tickets, 8,704 tickets for double parked drivers, 14,133 tickets for motorists in no standing zones, and 1,086 summonses for drivers running red lights. 5 days, June 20th to June 24th, 168,000 tickets given out by NYPD. They really wanted to push failure to yield to pedestrians and bike summonses, not yielding to bikes, you know. But, you know, I've been reading this stuff about, there was a great story by Winnie Yu, you know, about sidewalks actually turning, sidewalk gridlock, basically. And, you know, they were speaking to different people in areas like near Penn Station, for example. And one guy says, oh, in the last 6 months, I've seen at least six people get hit by bikes. You know, so it's a two-way street, pun intended. All right, Joe, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, Dave, thank you. I want to talk about JetBlue Airlines, but very briefly, two things. It's odd that it took Tesla 2 months to come out with that information, and it was put out on a holiday.
Which information? The information
about the fatality.
The fatality where a vehicle on auto drive, right?
Correct. And it also came out on a holiday weekend, where a lot of people don't read the newspapers, I know.
Good point.
Well, let me get to JetBlue, but I think they have it in for us, the taxi drivers, that is, at Kennedy Airport. A while back, a friend of mine, a taxi driver, had to call them, and he heard on a recording that there are other services available besides the yellow taxis who are unprofessional. And now what they've done is they basically put us out in the boondocks, and from dispatchers I've spoken to there, our business at JetBlue is down more than 50%. And you notice that by waiting in the holding lots longer. They moved us all the way out to no man's land because of construction. And the hustlers are having a field day. There is a bald hustler there who I brought to the attention of Port Authority.
Bald hustler where?
A bald hustler inside or outside of JetBlue. And
which airport are we talking about?
JFK Terminal 5, JetBlue. Bald, with a suit on, and a notebook computer, and I believe he tells people you want an Uber car, and he's just a steerer for cars coming up. And a dispatcher ran into him when he went to get coffee, and he says, hey, I'm having, since they moved the kids, I'm having a field day here. You know any other black cars that need work? You know, I need more hustlers. So that's what's going on there, and it's... the passengers have a very long way to walk the yellow cabs. They have to go upstairs with their luggage, walk a long way where the signs are very poor. The signage is very poor, staring the people at the taxi line. And then they have to go downstairs again. And then they have to wait in the rain if it is raining. And the dispatcher told me they've been complaining to him, and he says he has nothing to do with it. And one of the dispatchers, Dave, that's been there a long time, told me not too long ago, JetBlue, Port Authority tells the airlines what to do in a lot of respects, but JetBlue is so big and powerful that they tell the Port Authority what to do. So,
if I'm an airlines, I have to figure I don't want to deal with any bad publicity. Now, in all fairness, I'm signed up for these alerts on my email, on my texting, and JFK has been sending out a Terminal 5 alert every day for the last 2 weeks about construction and about, follow signs to yellow cabs. Now, we had a gentleman call me, and then he sent an email in, which you can find in July's Taxi Insider newspaper. A man dedicated to taking JetBlue and dedicated to taking yellow cabs, lived on Lexington Avenue, and he was talking about how upset he was landing at JFK, walking out where he usually would to get a yellow cab, only to find hustlers there, and then something that amounted to walking like a half a mile, and like you said, he had to go up, then he had to go down. He says, how are elderly supposed to do this? How are children supposed to do this? What's going on over there? But they attribute it to the construction. Is that correct?
That's what they're saying. But, I mean, I don't know why the... let's move the hustlers away from the terminal and let's put legitimate taxis in front of the terminal.
There we go. You just solved the problem. Gee, is that brain science, Joe?
I guess so, you know. But I think they really have have it in for the yellow cabs for whatever reason. And
all right. Listen, thank you for calling the Taxi Dave Show.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks.
Let's take our next caller. Frank, you're live on Taxi Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Dave, the new TLC building is a nice location, Dave. It's 100% better than the old building. It has air circulation there that is very enjoyable.
The new TLC building in Long Island City? Because they have a new one in Staten Island also.
Oh, the new one in 3147th, I think it's Avenue.
Really? How's parking over there for you?
Parking is always difficult, Dave. You have to park a mile away to get there, but... it's always difficult. All the parking meters are always taken up. But the terminal itself, the atmosphere I could see was more pleasant. I'm concerned with air quality.
Good.
Very much so. And because I'm here 43 years, I tell people if I forget where you want to go, it's because I just had to take in some diesel fumes from the bus in front of me, and my short-term memory is not working for me anymore. I ask, excuse me, where are we going? I always ask people where I'm going because... that kind of damage happens, and so I'm always concerned with air quality. In my new cab, I can turn off the outside air from coming in, I'm in the tunnel. That's nice. I have a valet button, the push button on the
desk. Perfect. Or you press. You know what you should do if you have recirculate. If you're in a tunnel, especially during the summers, or behind a bus, or behind a diesel vehicle or truck, press recirculate.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
All right, Frank. Thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. We are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. David, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. David, going once, going twice.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Taxi Dave.
Yes.
It's Dave from Comac.
How are you, Dave?
Alrighty. It's funny you should mention all those auto accidents. Because the cab drivers are still tailgating me all day long in Astoria and Manhattan, dude. They don't have any excuse for it.
They're tailgating you in Manhattan?
Yeah, Manhattan and Queens. Everywhere I go, there's always some yellow cab riding my bumper. When I get out to confront them about it, or I drive alongside them, they act like, oh, I could stop. I'm like, really? And what's funny is that one... right before Queens Boulevard, I guess that's 59th Avenue, I'm getting ready to make a right turn on it, and one of them actually hit me from Liberty Cab Company. And the guy says, oh, you don't have any damage, and he starts to take off without giving me his information.
Wow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I actually called his company. He says, oh, I spoke to his boss, and he says to me, you want him to come back? I says, dude, I says, that doesn't excuse him from leaving the scene of the accident. And no matter how minor the damage is, he didn't even give me his information.
Well, I just want to tell you again. You know, 5 days, NYPD gave out 168,000 tickets. They didn't give out one for tailgating. That's right. They didn't give out one for tailgating. Welcome to New York City, Dave.
Stop the speeding and the red light running if they knew you were going to get a ticket for tailgating.
There you go. There you go.
I mean, it's not just the cab drivers, but they're...
And, you know, I got to tell you something. You know, I know that other guy took off, and that isn't right, but sometimes getting out of your car enrages other drivers. You know,
well,
I'm not saying taxi drivers.
I said, dude, I want your information. I said, you know, this is ridiculous. You hit me, and you know, I had another situation back a couple of years ago on New Year's Eve. This cab company, Henry Murphy, I believe, is the medallion owner. Right, and his driver sideswiped me on Broadway, if I have the address correct, according to my memory, which is a couple of years ago. And the guy, he and I on New Year's Eve didn't want to wait 5 hours for the cops to get this. We go to the precinct together. He was going to admit fault. The cops didn't want to give us a report because they were like, oh, you got to go back to the scene of the accident. Wait for us.
You know what? I've been run around so many times. I have stories. You know, you park in front of the police department to do the right thing to get the report, or you can't park there. By the time you get back, you spend all your money. Then they send you to another precinct, and you know, you get the run around. Most cops do the right thing, but there are a certain percentage of police officers in any district. They're good, and the few in any industry ruin it for the majority of the good. That's true in any industry.
To make a long story short, American Transit, you'll love this. The insurance carrier, even though it had $1,600 worth of damages from the sideswipe, from this cabbie who admitted fault. They tried to blame me for it, and they offered me $324. That was their half of what they thought I was at fault for, which is absolute nonsense.
Thanks for listening to the Taxi Dave Show, David. Appreciate it. Oh, boy. All right, Ed, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. All right, we're all done with that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll take some calls. We also have with us Mark Mangan. He's going to talk about a special car night, 5th annual car show, not too far from New York City. If you want to see 250 classic cars, hot rods, antique cars, stay tuned for the Taxi Dave Show. In addition to everything else we're doing here, we're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. Stay tuned.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com. www.HerefordInsurance.com or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. FHV drivers, you can drive a yellow cab if you join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. All Taxi is a leader in taxi leasing run by third-generation taxi experts. And for no money down, you can own a new 2016 hybrid or a great used vehicle. Whether you want to drive full-time, a day shift, or night shift, work with the folks who have a great reputation. All Taxi Management, 718-361-0055. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Everybody see ya! See ya! See ya!
Dave is back Sunday night. Hey, do you ever hear of Morgan Stanley? Ever hear of Barclays? Ever hear of Citigroup? Ever hear of Goldman Sachs? Well, Uber has raised $1.1 billion, okay, in a new high-yield loan. But you know what? And this is the way they don't want to dilute the equity of early investors. You know, unless you know of a flaw in their business model. Now, in weeks to come, you're going to hear about a flaw in their business model. You know, borrow get investors, 3.5 billion from the Saudis, $1.5 billion loan from Barclays, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup. Interesting, huh? If you realize what the flaw in their basic business model is, you wouldn't invest a nickel in that company, in my opinion. So let's see, an article by Alex Schiffer says Uber's leveraged loan is similar to a junk bond, since both are considered high risk but can return high yields. That's interesting. That's the first time I've ever heard Uber compared to junk bonds. Wow. And Travis Kalanick said, we're going to IPO as late as humanly possible. With the new deal, Uber's total amount raised in debt and equity is now close to $15 billion. Isn't that interesting? The last few minutes of the show, I know there was a bunch of callers, and if we have time after this, we will get to you. But there's some fun things we do. I started the show telling you this is a time for concerts and street festivals. It's summertime. It's sunny. You know, no cold winds blowing at your back. And there are classic car shows. I have a classic car, and I love classic car shows. With us right now is Mark Mengen. He's running the NIAC Car Night this Thursday night. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show, Mark.
Hello, Taxi Dave. Thanks for calling. How are you tonight?
Okay. Tell everybody what you're doing and where it is.
It's in downtown NIAC, which is 25 miles north of Manhattan, off of Exit 11 on the New York State Thruway, and we close down the whole village for classic cars. We have over 300 cars that come. They start coming as early as 12 p.m. The event runs till about 9 p.m. at night, and it started 5 years ago when my girlfriend Laura decided that we should do a classic car show in town. It started in a little parking lot, and it's expanded to be one of the biggest car shows in the lower Hudson Valley.
300?
To start, and then we get more that come as the evening goes on.
Wait,
and on.
You're going to have 301. I'm going to come.
Yeah, you have a 74 Caddy Eldorado, and you're not too far from us in NIAC, so I'm hoping to see you there, Dave. That would be awesome if you could make it this time.
You will.
Yes, that's
so
great.
So what do people have to look forward to in NIAC, besides looking at cars?
Well, we have a downtown that is absolutely spectacular. There's over 19 restaurants on our main street that all will be open. They have open doors. You can sit outside on the sidewalks, look at the cars, listen to their music. They'll all have a 50s or 60s theme for the evening because it's all classic cars. It's a family-friendly event. A lot of people will be there. We get close to 2,000 to 3,000 spectators alone for this show. And we have Doo-Wop Don, a good buddy of mine, playing some of the greatest stuff from the 50s and 60s, stuff you haven't heard in a long time. And there is just a nice night. And we started in a small lot with 84 cars, and now we are shutting down the whole town.
Wow.
Yes.
And that again, that's this Thursday?
Thursday, July 14th, with a rain date of Thursday, July 21st.
What's the weather report look like now?
It goes back and forth, but I don't sweat it out to the last minute, and then if I have to call the rain date, I will, but it's always like that every time we do this event, and then the skies are just perfect for us, so I'm not really that concerned about it.
I just want you to know, you know, I'm a steward, and we all become stewards of our cars, and I was trained by the previous owner, who was the original, just about the original owner. If there's a 10% chance of rain, I do not take that car out of the garage.
You know, and I'll tell you something, Dave, I understand that very well, but in the last few years, we've had 40 to 60%, and they still come because they still want to be part of this event. It absolutely amazes me that they will bring their cars out when there's a tornado going down in Allentown. They will still get to my show. It is absolutely fantastic that they have that kind of ability to make it out to us, and they want to be there because it is absolutely the best event in the lower Hudson Valley. You won't beat it anywhere else.
If you have a classic car, if you like looking at classic cars, hot rods, antique cars, if you want to walk through a closed village with 19 restaurants on Main Street, hey, Thursday afternoon, Thursday evening sounds like the time to do it, folks. That's in NIAC. Mark Mengen, thanks for coming on the Taxi Dave Show.
Taxi Dave, thank you for having me, and I'll see you with your 74 Caddy Eldorado this Thursday night, July 14th.
Okay, yes, you will.
Good night, Dave. Thank you very much.
Good night. Let's see. We have time for John?
Hello?
Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah, Dave, I might have an answer about that Verifone. When you're going to Newark Airport, you come through the Holland or Lincoln Tunnel, it comes up if you want to accept the toll, even though you're not going through the toll, so you want it on the fare when you get to Newark. When you're coming back, you're actually going through the toll, and that's the time you'll be charged. So if you're going in the morning and you're doing it before 6, you're charged the lower rate. But if you're coming back to New York and it's after 6, you're going to be charged that extra rate. the real rate than when you went through the tunnel, because you're not being really charged going into New Jersey.
So,
but you're,
you know what? That's a great point. If you're going in during the discount hours, if you're leaving the city discount hours, coming back in rush hour, you're going to get charged a higher rate.
That's right.
Wow, I didn't even think of that. So hear that?
Yeah, I know that, because anytime I'll go back to the garage, you'll have to say, oh, I came back at this time. It didn't matter what time you went into Jersey. So the passenger will be charged a lesser rate, even though you're not going through a toll when you're heading into Jersey.
Wow. Is this John McDonough?
This is the Captivus. I will be in touch with you very shortly about my play in the Fringe Festival.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about that. Are you still doing your radio show?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why don't you tell folks when it's on? You got like 10 seconds.
Okay, this Wednesday, 10 to 12, WBAI with Malachi McCourt and Corey Kilgannon from the New York Times.
Well, I went to my English teacher at Stuyvesant High School was Malachi McCourt's brother.
That's right, Frank McCourt. Yeah. His other brother just died on last Saturday.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Okay.
Yeah.
Folks, thanks for listening to the Taxi Dave Show. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for being my guest. And listen to this. Don't drink and drive. Okay? I got to go now. Hey, taxi, set me up for NIAC, man. I want to go to that Classic Auto Show Thursday night.
This has been a podcast from WOR.